All right, we're back with part two of my interview with Deacon Wayne Neal. And all I'm going to say is the best part about him is he is a truly successful human being. And it's an honor and a privilege to call him friend. So I'm going to dig right in, and we're going to try to move through the second part rather quickly. Why is it so hard to convict police officers in the face of overwhelming criminality or guilt?
Well, that is a tough question, and it always has been. You would have to have a preponderance of evidence to show neglect, criminality, negligence, and intent on the part of the police officer at the time of effecting an arrest or conducting an investigation where the situation would escalate to the point where serious deadly physical force was used. I mean,
so wouldn't the George Floyd incident have all of those?
I would certainly think so. And the Minneapolis DA's office came around to it, and that's why in that particular case those officers were arrested.
So then let me ask you this: why do the police unions in the United States have so much power? And do you think they have too much power? And is there abuse? You know, there's use and then there's abuse. Could you speak to that?
Well, I can give my assessment, my opinion on that. But yeah. I'd have to say in my contact with police, most police officers are good. More Absolutely. Than most police officers are good. And as with any agency or company, you're going to have those who overstep their boundaries. And that is what we've seen in the Rayshard Brooks case, the George Floyd case, the Ferguson, Missouri, and several other cases. But the majority of the police officers that I know are good. They're hardworking. They go out. You have to deal with a lot. You take a lot. You deal with a lot. Then you go home at the end of your shift.
And, you have and at the end of the day, you're human just like everybody else.
Right. So
you bring the same problems, the same ordeals, ups and downs in life to work just like everybody else. And that's why I said
medical conditions, physical conditions, family and missing picnics, birthdays and things of that nature, because you're a public servant and you're willing to do your best for most of us who are willing to give 100, 1000%. And that is what I definitely have to clear up, that most police officers, the majority, are good.
So then let me go to this, and then we're going to close out with some questions about you. Talk to me about qualified immunity and your take on that.
If we're talking about what the governor was talking about.
Yeah, and it's so hard to prosecute a cop because they come under, or police officers, because they come under qualified immunity where, you know, it's virtually impossible with that law that the Supreme Court gives them cover for.
Well, I think that has changed now. I believe the governor has submitted some legislation to change that. And my position on it is if you're a good officer, then you're going to live your life transparently and you're going to just abide by the law and you shouldn't have anything to worry about if you're doing your job on a daily basis as clean and the best way you know how. Only thing anybody would have to hide is if there was some dirt or something, or they just wasn't doing what they were supposed to do. But why not?
So then before I close out, I want to ask a few more questions. And this one really, really, I know that you're going to, this would really spark your interest because of your work with the school district and kids. What would you say to that young man in the hood that's basically given up on the system because it seems like it's set up for him to fail?
I would say to that young man or that young woman, never give up. Never give up. Always fight the good fight of faith. Look to the hills, which cometh your help, knowing your help come from the Lord who made heaven.
Say that again. Say that again.
Strive to be the best you can, because you can be the best. Right. When God created man, he just breathed breath into the nostrils, and man became a human being. He wasn't judging or making color as an issue based on race or anything at that point. When he made man, he looked at it and he saw that it was good. So to those people who are struggling with anything, depression, suicide, even if you have a form of criminal record, you can still pull yourself up. You just got to keep your nose to the grindstone, work hard, and let's change things. We can change things. We can change this world together. But it has to be together in unity. And that's the platform I stand on. Equality and unity and hard work and stay in the struggle and never give up.
Great. And that's a great answer. So I want to close out with a few more questions. These are pertaining to you. Tell me your mentor. Who was a mentor to you growing up?
Well, I had a lot. And this question comes up from time to time, and I'm glad that you brought it up because I want everybody out there to know that, Cleve Winfield, first of all, my parents, they were my mentor.
First and foremost.
Yeah, to start with them because they laid the foundation because they came through the times that they had to come through with even without the right to vote. So they stayed in the struggle. And now if they would have gave up and threw the towel in, what kind of signal would that have been to us as the children looking up to them for leadership? But my brothers, several people in law enforcement, and I had the law enforcement bug at an early age because I always defended the rights and the liberties of those who really couldn't do it for themselves. And the other thing is, and I tell people all the time, just because the person doesn't look like you doesn't mean that they don't have anything to offer, because I had a melting pot of people from across the gamut of all races that helped me out as I was growing up as a young man.
And which leads to my next question. Your favorite teacher and why?
Wow.
You didn't think you wasn't coming on this show without thinking.
that's definitely a throwback. But my favorite teacher, and I have to put an S on that, were all of the ones that had faith and belief in me and told me that I could do it. That if I put my mind to it, I can do it. So those were my favorite teachers. And they were all colors, all different people poured into my life. And I continue to give that back no matter who I come across. I don't care what you look like, what your background is. Mm-hmm. It's all about love. And love will conquer hate. And we're going to get through this thing together. Love will definitely conquer hate.
So I got two more questions real quick then. Tell me the last book you read. I think I know that answer. Okay. The last book you read.
Well, the last book.
You want to share that?
Yes. The last book that I read and continue to read is the Bible.
How about that? All right. Well, listen, Deacon Neil, you know, I appreciate you. You have poured so much into my soul and given me so much knowledge. And as they say, you know, knowledge or wisdom, you've parted to me. And, you know, wisdom is knowledge applied. And I so much appreciate that. So I want to end by saying I appreciate what you have done. I appreciate what you're doing. And I definitely appreciate what you're going to continue to do.
Well, thank you so much for having me. God bless you and your staff, and continue to let your light so shine before men so that you can glorify God in heaven.
Thank you so much. As you say, you know, when we look to the hills, which cometh my help, our souls shall cry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Well, until next time, folks, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, your overcoming adversity specialist, doing what I'm made to believe.